Good day, this is Health on the Hill. I'm Jackie Judd. Marilyn Tavener, who has been running the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid for over a year, was on Capitol Hill today in a bid to finally be confirmed to the job. Senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News, Mary Agnes Carey, covered the Senate Finance Committee hearing, and she joins us now. Hello, Mary Agnes.
Hi there.
Going into the hearing, there was speculation that unlike Tavener's predecessor, Republicans might well support her confirmation. Calling this a love fest might be overstatement, but it was a remarkably friendly hearing.
It was. I mean, there were a lot of Republicans that even though they had particular concerns or questions, they expressed support for her qualifications. They said, we think you'll be a fine administrator. Orrin Hatch, for example, the ranking member of the Senate Finance Committee, said that, you know, he wishes her the best of luck and that he supported her nomination. So she did get praise from other Republicans as well.
And it was notable that one of the three lawmakers introducing her was Eric Cantor from the House side, the House Majority Leader. How did that come about? And what's its significance, if anything?
They've known each other a long time, and he explained how they met when he was first in the Virginia House of Delegates, and he talked about what a great job that Marilyn Tavener has done, not only as a nurse, but as a hospital administrator. She ran Virginia's Department of Health and Human Resources, and he expressed his confidence in her and talked about her qualifications. And at the end of his remarks, which I thought was very interesting, he said to Republicans, look, I don't care for the 2010 law, the Affordable Care Act. I don't support the ACA, but I support Marilyn Tavener. And I think that was a nod to Republicans to encourage them, if they're undecided about her, they can still dislike the health law, but support her nomination.
And Mary Agnes, how did we get to this point? The atmosphere with her predecessor, Don Berwick, was so poisonous. Does this have to do with actual policy positions or her personal style?
Well, I think that they're two different people and they're at two different times. You have to remember that things were much more volatile when Don Burr was nominated to run the CMS, to be CMS administrator, rather. There were a lot of questions about his endorsement of the British health system. He felt that many of his remarks were taken out of context. But nonetheless, it's been a different road for Marilyn Tavener. She has been working the Hill since she was named acting administrator. Many members of the Senate committee talked about their personal meetings that she had with them, and she knew a lot about the items that they were bringing up for their concern. And again, her extensive background as a nurse, as a hospital administrator, working at the state level and the federal level, has given a lot of lawmakers, it seems, comfort with her in this job.
There were some tough questions today. Some lawmakers on both sides of the aisle actually talked about problems they view with the ACA, the Affordable Care Act. And then something came up more recently related to the early release of rate information from CMS that affected market prices. Senator Grassley brought that up. Fill us in.
Last week, CMS was to announce the rates that it would pay Medicare Advantage plans. These are the private plans that cover about a quarter of Medicare beneficiaries. And before the official CMS announcement came out, information leaked out that CMS was not going to make as severe as a rate cut as predicted. And so when that information came out, there were lots and lots of stock trades, about $600 million of stock trades in that time period and into the next day. And so the question from Senator Grassley is, how did this information get out, and what are you, Marilyn Tavener, going to do about it? And she talked about that there's currently a full investigation into what happened, because, of course, it would be illegal for any employee if an employee of CMS did this. And she also mentioned that the Department of Health and Human Services Inspector General, would be involved in this, the HHSIG. So she promised a full investigation and to give Congress the complete results, of course.
Final question. When will there be a vote?
That's unclear. The committee didn't vote today. There were a lot of questions that she was asked that she has to get back to members on, but they could meet, if those were resolved fairly quickly, they could meet soon to confirm her, which it certainly looks like that's what's going to happen, and then it could proceed to the floor. So the timing's unclear, but it could move fairly quickly.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News. I'm Jackie Judd.
Thank you.